This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on September 11, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The second item on our agenda involves Draft Advisory Opinion 2007-12 involving Tyco International Management Company et al. And we have Johnny Levin and Ron Catwin from the General Counsel's Office. Mr. Levin, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. The Commission has received an advisory opinion request from Tyco International Management Company, Tyco U.S., a wholly owned U.S. subsidiary of Tyco International Limited, and from Tyco U.S.'s separate segregated fund pertaining to the disaffiliation of three SSFs. As of the close of business on June 29, 2007, Tyco International spun off two of its wholly owned subsidiaries, so that Tyco International was split into three separate publicly traded companies: Tyco International, Covidien, and Tyco Electronics. Prior to the spinoff, the SSFs of U.S. subsidiaries of the two spun-off companies, Covidien and Tyco Electronics, were created in anticipation of the spinoff. The requesters asked the Commission to conclude that the three companies, and hence the SSS of their U.S. subsidiaries, are disaffiliated as of June 29th. The draft before you concludes that the three companies, and hence the SSFs, are disaffiliated as of the close of business on June 29th. This conclusion is based on the use of the affiliation factors set out in Commission regulations, examining those factors in the context of the overall relationship among the sponsoring organizations and among the SSFs. Specifically, none of the three companies had an ownership in any of the others. There is only a minimal overlap between the directors, officers, and employees of one company and its subsidiaries with the corresponding groups of the other companies. There are no plans for personnel of one company and its subsidiaries to serve in the future in either of the other companies or its subsidiaries. And it also the draft also considered information as to the background of the board members of the spun-off companies. These facts outweigh the limited involvement or participation by one company in another and the financial or transactional arrangements referred to in the draft. In addition, the draft points out that the nearly complete shareholder overlap among the three companies existing at the time of the spinoff should not serve to delay the disaffiliation until weeks or months after the spinoff in the context of large, separately listed, publicly traded companies with very specific plans for separate operations and involving separate business sectors where active public trading is anticipated. Now, there are three minor non-substantive edits, but do involve word deletions or additions. On page 2, footnote 2 on the fifth line, we propose deleting the word "gave" before the phrase "also entered." On page 12, line 4, where right now it seems to be future-oriented, instead of the phrase "may own," we change that to "may have owned," because we are referring to a past situation at that point. And on page 15, line 12, the word "mentioned" is superfluous. And we propose deleting the word "mentioned," the first word on line 12 of page 15. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Levin. I know over the last couple of weeks you put a lot of time into this, trying to sort through the nature of the securities transactions, the business transactions, and how they relate to our precedent. And we appreciate your efforts in all of that. Discussions on the draft document. motions. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Well, I'm tempted to ask about the permissibility of expenses for pets as an expenditure of the SSF, but I don't suppose I will. I do want to note that I appreciate the work on the publicly traded nature of this. I think it's important, and Mr. Levin in his presentation emphasized that this is a factor that applies here because of the public listing, the large nature of the stock, and so on like that. It would not necessarily weigh the same way in a small, closely held group of entities that were owned by the same set of shareholders. And I think in the context of these publicly traded stocks, it would be literally impossible for a group to conspire so as to maintain common ownership because of the nature of the bid and auction system of trading and the fact that the seller is not aware of who the buyer is on the other side of the transaction. And so I think that's an appropriate outcome here, and the reason that we don't need to be concerned about the fact that on the particular days right after the spinoff there was a large overlap. With that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to move approval of the draft advisory opinion with the amendments previously noted at the table.
Very good. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. Thank you very much.
Thank you.